The saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. Sometimes when you can see something that is being preached about, you can understand a lot more what's being talked about. Somebody have a... There we go. I'm not necessarily commending everything on this chart. There's some things about it that I would change and probably will change, but I believe we can get a lot of understanding from here. We have over on this side Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments on the top. When the Lord gave the law to Moses, we have down here the tabernacle with fire on the top symbolizing the... That's all right. Symbolizing the tabernacle, the presence of God. We have here the Solomon's temple with the smoke, the cloud of glory that came down there when they made the sacrifices. You remember reading that? Have here the holiest place, the Holy of Holies and the holy place, the brazen laver, the candlestick, the altar of incense, the ark, brazen altar, the laver. Here are the four beasts of Daniel. We call those four beasts of Daniel. I preached about those. Here's Christ, Pentecost, standing at the golden altar, standing at this altar, the golden censer in his hand, ready to answer the prayers of those saints that were there praying in the upper room for the Holy Spirit, sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost. Here you have Christ in the midst of the golden candlestick, the seven golden candlesticks with the sword out of his mouth and the seven stars in his hand. Here the mountain, the morning time mountain, morning time Mount Zion, on fire. In the morning time, the saints were, they were on fire. They were sent forth conquering and to conquer. And the church, the word, was, you see, the Bible was open. The word was not a closed book in the morning time. It was open. Here you have the morning time church in the figure of the woman, clothed with the sun, standing on the moon, crown on her head. This dragon, paganism, waiting to devour her man-child, her young convert. I'll just point out a few of these. Go on, we have here this mountain came down, in a sense, in the apostasy. We're not saying everybody. There was some that went right on through that were victorious. But as a whole, there was a great apostasy. And the mountain was, the fire was put out in the sea in the human. We see that the apostasy went on and developed into popery. Developed into Roman Catholicism, Greek Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox, all those old Catholic religions. And people started bowing down to a pope and putting him up and causing him to be somebody. That was the false church. These women here show the false church offering something to drink. And we realize that says that it's the wine of a fornication. Notice how these glasses in her hand, you're just a little bit in this. She's just taken a few of the saints' lives. Notice how it gets a little more full.
Yes.
Down here, full to overflow. She's been laboring against the church. This false church been laboring against the saints from the very beginning. This opposing power. These beasts that were back here that fought Daniel, the three Hebrew children. That's the same Satan that motivated them. It's the same Satan that's motivating this.
Yes.
The same one. It's a new form, but the same spirit. The same spirit. As God has been putting together His truth and encouraging His people, the devil's been...
That's right.
Building up. This battle's been building up.
Yes.
It's been building up to this. Last great battle, right at the end of time, and we're right here. But I want.
of history. We're right at the very end of time. Yeah. We're not saying we know what hour or day. We're not saying that. We're just saying we know that we are in the end time. This popery spirit made the two witnesses, the Word and the Spirit, to prophesy in mourning, in black, in sackcloth, symbolizing their mourning. This is the Holy Spirit. That's the dove on the head. This is the Word, the Spirit and the Word. Mourning. Why? Because they could not prophesy like this.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Lord.
They wanted a cloud to stand on. Why were they mourning? We want to stand on a cloud.
Yes.
We want to be robed in white apparel. We don't want to wear this mourning. We don't want to be bowed under this.
No.
Amen. But they prophesied mourning. Because the people, rather than paying attention to this, they were paying attention to that. You see here that this was open here, but it's closed here. It was a closed book. Because they couldn't prophesy. When this is open, it's like this.
Yes.
When this is open, it's like this. They're on their feet. This is normal for the Word and the Spirit.
Yes.